AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Right after traders began their work week in New York, the floor fell out from under them as the Dow tumbled more than 1,000 at the open of business. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says it might have been a rough start for the day, but the market is going through a correction.
The stock market has come a long way in a very short period of time. And, you know, one thing we don't want is a bubble. We don't want stock prices to become unhinged from underlying economic fundamentals, the how well companies are doing, how much money they're making.
The exchanges have recovered somewhat. The Dow is off 348 points. The Nasdaq is down 95, and the S&P has lost 48. First-degree murder charges expected soon against a Louisiana man accused of shooting a state trooper over the weekend. Trooper Stephen Vincent died today from his wounds. Colonel Mike Edmondson, head of the state police, told KATC that the dash cam in Vincent's cruiser caught his being shot with a sawed-off shotgun, and then suspect Kevin Daigle walked up to him.
He made it over to the trooper, talking to him, asking if he's alive. You could hear him breathing in there. And tell him, boy, you're lucky. You're lucky. You're going to die soon.
Three other motorists stopped to disarm Daigle and handcuffed him with Vincent's handcuffs. Liquor distilleries around the world keeping an eye on a special batch of Japanese distilled spirits sent to age on board the International Space Station. AP's Marcia Dunn says the crew will not be partaking.
No drinking involved. These samples are going to be up there for at least a year, maybe as long as two or more. And the Japanese are going to have some ground controls back home to compare how the fluids and the materials in the fluids differ between space and Earth.
The supply capsule, which actually arrived last Wednesday, also brought some much-needed supplies of all kinds to the International Space Station. This is AP Radio News. A federal judge says the Palestinian Authority has to put up a large security deposit if it's going to appeal a terrorism judgment. Another Senate Democrat supports the Iran nuclear agreement. Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan says to her, the imminent threat of Iran having a nuclear weapon outweighs flaws in the deal. Stabenow is the 28th Senate Democrat to back the deal. 34 votes are needed in order to sustain President Obama's promised veto of a resolution of disapproval. Those votes will not be held until sometime next month in Congress. At least 400 homes remain threatened as crews increase containment of a wildfire burning through timber near a popular ski resort in Southern California's San Bernardino Mountains. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.